the text and it calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our epistle lesson for the day, from the book of 2 Timothy, especially these words. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine this scene. Over somewhere outside of Baghdad, a group of soldiers is about to engage in a raid to try to destroy an insurgent holdout. At the command of their superior, all of the Humvees begin to roll. Well, except for one. The commander radios up to that Humvee, but gets no response. And so he jumps out of his vehicle and runs towards that Humvee. And as he goes around the corner to the driver's side, he finds his soldier sitting on the ground, holding a calculator and a book of stamps. "Sorry, sir," he says, "but I've got to get my checkbook balanced and the bills paid. Can't we wait just a few more minutes?" What an absurd hypothetical situation, right? Everyone knows that a soldier cannot place the normal concerns of life above their duties in war. If they do, the entire mission is often compromised. And quite frankly, if a soldier is too concerned about the daily items of life in the wrong battlefield situation, it will not only compromise the mission, but indeed can place him in danger of losing his life. Yes, a soldier must be completely focused on the war in which they are engaged. The Romans understood this point well. And therefore, they tried to do everything possible to make sure that their soldiers were focused by including a prohibition against being entangled in civilian affairs right in the Roman rules for soldiers. Yes, Roman soldiers were not allowed to engage in any normal civilian pursuits when they were on active duty. But what does all of this have to do with the majority of us here today that are not on active duty in anyone's army? Well, that is just the point. We are. You see, Paul suggested to Timothy that he indeed was on active duty in a very important conflict. He called him a soldier of Jesus Christ. And therefore, he encouraged him not to become entangled in the normal affairs of this world, but rather to keep his focus on the battle in which he was engaged. And it was not the first time that Paul had given Timothy such advice. In the letter that we know as 1 Timothy, Paul writes these words to Timothy. He says, "But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, gentleness, faith, love, godliness, and steadfastness." Yes, Paul encouraged time and time again the young Timothy to make sure that worldly concerns were not his top priority. He encouraged him to focus on the battle he was engaged in order that the mission might not be compromised and so that he would not end up a fatality of that spiritual war. And no doubt these words which Paul originally wrote to Timothy are the very words of God given to us today for our consideration. For today, while we sit here in our nice church, in kind of a day that sort of encourages us to be a little bit lax and lethargic, it can often be hard to remember that we are engaged in a battle. Well, it doesn't seem like we've been called into active duty in any war. But today the Word of God throws away the facade of our comfort in order that we might see the reality of the conflict we are engaged in. Yes, we are right in the middle of the battlefield. God and His angels warring against Satan and his demons. And they do not war somewhere up there in the heavens, far away from our everyday reality. They war right here in the midst of us. We are in every way caught up in this battle. For we are soldiers of Jesus Christ. And the enemy indeed knows it. Yes, we wear each day the uniform of righteousness that God gave to us in our baptism. And that uniform makes us a target for the devil and his demons, who hate the reminder of the righteousness they left behind. Yes, we are at battle. And so, while we are at battle, it would truly be absurd if we would be first and foremost concerned with the mundane activities relating to this life, rather than concerned with the war we are in. And not only would it be absurd, it would indeed compromise God's mission. And quite frankly, it would put us in danger of being a fatality in this spiritual battle. And yet, on a daily basis, what concerns you more? Taking care of the mundane details of managing life in this place, on this planet, or the spiritual battle in which you are engaged? You see, the things of this world have a way of presenting themselves to us in a very urgent manner. Bills have to be paid by a certain date. Our jobs often impose on us certain deadlines. School schedules encourage us to mark many dates as occupied on the calendar. And with all of this urgency about the world's events, we often forget the battlefield that is all around us. Yet soon it is us that is sitting there on the ground, balancing our checkbook and paying our bills, all the time not even recognizing that it is time to go to war. Oh, God wires up to us time and time again through His Word to try to call us to attention. But many times we are so busy and distracted that we don't even hear His call to go. Oh, the point of our text is not that we're just to forget about the basics of life and throw away our checkbooks and just spiral into debt. But the point of our text is this. We are not to make those basics the main focus of our life. No, God says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. He says, flee these things, and instead pursue righteousness and faithfulness. He says, you are a soldier of Jesus. But again, the world's concerns come at us with their urgent demands. And since they do this time and time again, it is imperative that you and I would be in those places where we are reminded of the most urgent thing that we truly are involved in, that cosmic conflict between God and His people and Satan and his forces. The Word of God, when we hear it, allows us to see through faith those things which our eyes cannot see naturally. Yes, the Word of God opens our eyes of faith to see the battlefield all around us. That's why being in church is important. That's why we need to read God's Word daily in our homes. And it's why gathering together in groups which study the Word and provide mutual encouragement in the faith is so important as well. For groups in churches like the LWML that we pray for today, give to their members that reminder of the true reality in which we live. They provide that opportunity to stop in the middle of all the busyness and distraction of life and gather with people who believe that there are things more important than bills to be paid, deadlines to be met, and school activities to be attended. These type of groups remind their members in many ways that they are at war. And when Christians are reminded that they are at war, their focus comes much more naturally. For when one is at war, they make sure that they are close enough to their commander to hear his commands clearly. When one is at war, they fight with the strength and the weaponry that has been provided by their commander. And when one is at war, when they are wounded, they return back to the base for healing. Today, indeed, I am sure that Jesus has found many of us sitting on the ground, focused on the things of this world, even in the midst of the battlefield. And he has reminded us, you are a soldier of mine. And that means that you must be focused on the war. You must be ready to move at my command. Yes, Jesus meets us there as we are on the ground in our sin. But thanks be to God, he does not simply leave us there sitting on the dusty ground, but rather offers us his hand so that we can get back to our feet and be ready to fight. And as he offers his hands and we take hold of it in order to get back to our feet, we can't help but feel the imprint in that hand. The imprint left by the nails that were driven at Calvary. And feeling those imprints, we are reminded that the very way we get back to our feet and are ready to fight is by receiving that forgiveness of Christ. For it is his forgiveness that lifts us up. And it is his strength that makes us ready to fight the battle of faith. And now that we have been steadied again this day by God's forgiveness and by his power, we then are ready to go out into the war. And we are ready to go out knowing that victory lies ahead. And how do we know that victory lies ahead? How do you know that victory lies ahead? Because you are a soldier of Jesus. Amen.